AW, continuing our Monday visit with Andy Martin, the president of the United Way of the Brazos Valley, and time keeps getting closer to getting campaign started.
Hi, Bill.
Go ahead and pull that mic up a little closer.
It is great to be here at WTAW. Thank you for all you do to support our community. Has anybody told you how great you are today?
Yes, thank you.
Well, we're excited about September 1st being just around the corner. September 1st is the start of the state employee charitable campaign. So all of you that are state employees that are listening to us right now, that you're going to be starting to see information coming through your email. We're also getting ready to kick off our community campaign this Sunday with some email communications and then really encouraging people to run workplace campaigns.
And for those who have not been involved in a local campaign before, how do they go about getting involved?
Well, that's a great question. We are asking employers to give their employees an opportunity to make a payroll deduction. You can do this the same time that you're doing your enrolling for benefits in terms of health insurance or other types of benefits that you're offering employees for the next year. All payroll can workplace deductions are for the next calendar year, so we're already raising money for what would start on January 1st, 2014.
And the contact information to make that happen?
They can contact myself, Andy Martin, at 979-696-4483. My email address is amartin@uwbv.org, uwbv.org.
Just remember, United Way Brazos Valley.
That's right.
And go from there. What if someone is interested in having a presentation to their group of employees?
We would love to provide an opportunity for a recipient of United Way services to come and talk with you and your organization. We have about 10 success stories that we're promoting in the community this year. We have a DVD that's promoting local community leaders that are talking about their United Way experience. So between that and having your own staff talk about why they live United, why they give, advocate, and volunteer, we can provide a great experience in just 10 to 15 minutes of a monthly staff meeting or a weekly stand-up meeting before work starts, and give people a pledge form where they can actually say, I'd like to give $1 a week, $52, to give $10 a month, $120, or even 1% of their salary and become what we call a shareholder in United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Remind our listeners how many organizations are benefiting and the geography of where United Way agencies are based at.
The mission of the United Way of the Brazos Valley is to bring our community together to make solutions that will improve people's lives, and that would be in the 7-county region surrounding our community. So it's not just Brazos County, but Robertson, Washington, Grimes, all of the counties that are part of the local Council of Governments. We provide services through basically 21 different United Way organizations through United Way in the areas of education, financial stability, and health. In terms of the state employee charitable campaign, and a state employee can choose from over thousands of potential agencies in the state of Texas, charitable organizations. In terms of our local region, there are about 28 that are just local to the Brazos Valley area.
All right, very good. Again, Andy has given out the contact information. If you want to, as an individual, get that donation process started, as well as getting presentations by agency representatives, and I'm sure there's some folks at the United Way that would be more than happy to come out too.
One of the things that makes United Way different than any other not-for-profit is that we have the ability to partner with businesses and to help businesses achieve their community goals. And we are very grateful for all of the businesses that support the United Way through workplace campaigns, through a corporate gift. That's how we achieve our mission. And we bring the community together in the workplace to talk about the needs in our community and how we can all be part of the solution by giving, advocating, and volunteering.
And as September gets rolling, you'll start hearing from some of those agency representatives here in our Monday afternoon visits. And is there anything else that we need to update this week?
Well, we have a special event going at the United Way because we have our own employee United Way campaign going on. So we're actually the United Way of the Brazos Valley is one of the top 25 giving businesses in town. We have some very generous employees. And we're hosting an event this Thursday, August 29th at Chick-fil-A from 5 to 8 p.m. You can stop by and 10 to 15% of your purchase that night will be a donation from Chick-fil-A to the United Way of the Brazos Valley. So you can get a high quality, delicious meal at Chick-fil-A and make sure you sign your name and your receipt and you'll part of your cost of your meal will help support our community.
And this will be at all Chick-fil-A locations?
Yes, it will be.
Very good. So,
actually, I take that back. It's just at the 1719 Texas Avenue, College Station Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm glad I read my notes here.
That's all right. Then that's and we'll have that information along with this interview online at WTAW.com just to make sure folks remember that for Thursday. We got everything covered for this week.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much.
Oh, not a problem. And let's welcome your new person.
Yeah, we've had a listener in with us today. Brooke Conrad is our new communication specialist, and we're excited that she's joined the United Way staff and our team today. This is her first day on the job, so she's getting on the job training.
Well, we'll get her on the air in a future appearance. We'll give her a pass for today only.
Can't you see her on the radio?
It's beautiful. Can't wait. Andy Martin, the president of the United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW, or Mike Huckabee. First Sports with Zach are coming up.